Whatever you're going through right now, the many valleys of life that test your strength, there may still be an opportunity to turn that into a blessing. Just ask Chris Norton. In 2010, Chris suffered a severe spinal cord injury playing college football. The injury left Chris partially paralyzed, and doctors initially gave him only a 3% chance of moving on his own again. 5 years later, Chris, with the help of his then fiance Emily, walked across the stage at his college graduation. Four and a half yards. That had everyone in the room in tears and a moment that quickly went viral. In 2018, Emily and Chris walked down the aisle together, 7 yards this time, and another moment that captivated and inspired so many. This week, Chris's story will be shared once again in a documentary called 7 Yards, The Chris Norton Story, detailing his journey from injury to graduation to marriage, and now a husband and father to 6 children, 5 of whom are adopted. Chris joins us tonight from his home in Florida. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, when I heard that you got hurt, you said that you thought your life was over, but really it was just the beginning for you. What you went through, such an incredibly tough journey. What do you hope that people learn from this documentary?
I hope they see that what's possible when you just keep going. When you choose faith over fear and you see your possibilities versus your disability, and sometimes that's just a bad attitude, could be a disability. And for me, you know, I've always just believed in myself and just took it one day at a time. And I hope people will find that courage in themselves to see that, that they can do this, they can get through this hard time. And you just look at the last 365 days, it's been a rough one. So I'm just so excited that people will see something uplifting, positive. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, and you're going to be inspired.
Well, I was crying today as I was rewatching that video of you walking across the stage for your graduation and also at your wedding. And you describe being upright as a sense of freedom. You've had to relearn how to move parts of your body. How are you feeling right now? And what was that feeling like walking again for the first time?
I mean, walking for the first time, it was just felt refreshing. At the time, I was obsessed with trying to get back to my old life. Like, how can I be an athlete again? How can I be walking? Like, that was the ultimate goal, as if like my life is measured by steps. But as I've grown and progressed, I've realized life is so much more than your physical strength. There's people who can walk, run, and jump who were miserable and are unhappy. So your physical abilities don't give you happiness. It's, you know, how you see your life. It's making sure that you're doing the right things and serving others. And that's what's really given me healing and contentment. Being in a wheelchair and a quadriplegic is always trying to look to serve others and give back.
Chris, I mentioned this earlier. You and Emily have written several books. You're a motivational speaker. What is your greatest source of strength every day?
It's my faith in God. I just, right from the beginning of my injury, when I was lost, that's what gave me light and hope that despite this mess, that maybe something good could come out of it. I didn't know what that was. I questioned it. Don't get me wrong. But I just believe that, you know, with God, all things are possible. And I've seen this life that I never would have chosen unfold before me. And I'm so thankful that it has happened the way it has. And I just feel incredibly blessed.
And your foundation has raised more than $1 million, I understand. Tell us what you guys are doing and who you're hoping to help.
Yeah, we're helping anyone with a neurological challenge. And right now, which I'm super excited about, is we have a wheelchair camp for kids and their families, and it's completely free. So there's no cost obligation for the entire family to attend. You horseback ride, zip line, a laser tag. We're gonna go scuba diving this year. So ton of fun things. And it's just something that last year's camp, kids were crying at the end. They did not want to go home. And at that moment, I knew we had something special. So I hope we just keep having that year after year, get everything paid for, and then maybe expand the camp.
Well, Chris, I can definitely tell by your smile that you love kids, you and Emily both. You've, as I said, have six kids, five are adopted. How has being a dad changed and impacted your life?
Oh, being a dad has given me so much responsibility that I never expected at such a young age. We kind of got thrown into parenting. We were 23 and 24 years old when we first fostered Whitley, who was 17 years old. She's our oldest daughter now, but it was just something that I had to grow up fast. And I learned quickly that kids who are in the foster care system, they just need a warm, loving home. They just want to feel safe. They want to feel like they belong and they're special. And it's like, you know what? Although I'm going to share, I can do that. Because at first I'm like, I don't know if I can be a dad. I'm with all my physical challenge, how I'm going to help them and play catch with them. And although I can't do those things, there's other things that I can do that are more meaningful by just communicating to them how special they are, how loved they are. And it's really great. We actually have seven kids. Five are adopted, and then six are in the house. So we have six kids, ages from 2 all the way to 11 years old. So we have a busy household, and it's quiet right now because they're all in their rooms and asleep.
Well, that's good, as they should be. Well, congratulations. I hear nothing but wonderful things about the documentary, and we so appreciate you sharing your story and everything that you're doing with us. Chris Norton, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And again, the documentary is called 7 Yards, The Chris Norton Story. It is streaming now on Prime Video and Apple TV.